Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk today. These are your Comic Talk headlines for January 24th, 2019. Now let's talk about TV streaming news, and we seriously have a fair amount. So last episode was not the most in-depth. This one's going to make up for that a little bit. So first off, we have an update from Eric Kripke on The Boys. Showrunner and producer Eric Kripke, and sometimes writer and creator, kind of adapter of TV, Eric Kripke, took to Twitter to officially offer a role to Jeffrey Dean Morgan in season 3 if they get picked up for season 3. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan said absolutely in a heartbeat, which is kind of awesome if that happens. It is Twitter, so Lord knows if they're going to treat it as official, but it's still fun to consider Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He would kind of be a perfect fit for that series. Next, we're talking about another Stephen King adaptation. A lesser-known book of his, Sleeping Beauties, is being optioned over on AMC for a pilot episode. They have not been picked up for series just yet, but it is pilot season, so this could really go nowhere, or it could be another Stephen King adaptation. We won't know, and probably for another couple months. Next, we're talking about The Walking Dead Beyond. This is the second, kind of sort of the third spinoff series for The Walking Dead. It officially got its premiere date. It's going to be April 12th of this year, so that's pretty freaking awesome. We're definitely going to be watching that show, maybe doing some analyses on episodes or reactions to episodes, something along those lines on Generally Nerdy, so go check those out as they come. Our next piece is another Twitter announcement, kind of a Twitter image. So those of you listening to the show, you're going to have to go find the video of the show over on Generally Nerdy. This image that you're seeing on the screen right now is our first look at US Agent on the Falcon and Winter Soldier series. It's going to be really interesting to see what they do with this. Or, I mean, obviously, if you're listening to this, you can take to Twitter and look for it, or Google. Google is a beautiful thing. Just really cool seeing this, these behind-the-scenes images and how they're making U.S. Agent look very similar to Captain America, because, you know, that is kind of the point. That is why they created the character, and then he turns into something else. So, very interesting. Next, we're talking about the Obi-Wan series. We have quite a bit of updates around this and a couple of rumors in the rumor mill, so stay tuned for the rumor mill to hear some really, really interesting stuff according to people attached to the project, actually. But anyway, the news is that the series has been kind of put on a hiatus. Just production, according to Ewan McGregor, this is not going to affect the release date, which is still next year, so 2021. That is still happening on schedule, but the production is going to be affected. They're moving things back, and also potentially going from 6 episodes down to 4 episodes, because they're trying to overhaul. They want a better, more put together version of the series. We'll get into the rumors about what exactly that means, and why this is happening later. But that is the news. Next, we're talking about the Altered Carbon kind of sort of teaser trailer, more just an announcement for season 2, is February 27th over on Netflix, and that's what we've got for TV streaming. Now we can talk about movies, and our first bit is a Matrix 4 update. It's actually two Matrix 4 updates. First off, we have the Merovingian is officially coming back for the fourth movie, and the character will be played by Lambert Wilson, who played him in the previous movies in Revolutions and I don't remember the names of the second two. I know Revolutions is one of them. Anyway, it is the same actor that played him in the second and third Matrix movies, so that's pretty awesome. And in that same vein of returning characters slash actors, we will not be seeing Hugo Weaving in The Matrix 4. He will not make a return as Agent Smith, unfortunately. It seems that he wanted to, and the part was offered to him, but because he has taken on another role, the scheduling has gotten in the way of the other role. There were no time frames set in place when he took the other role, so he thought he would be able to do both of them. It is not the case, and he will not be making an appearance in The Matrix 4, unfortunately. Next is a couple of Mortal Kombat updates, and only one of them is about the live action show, or the live action movie show. The live action show was years ago. Anyway, so the live action movie, we are supposedly going to be receiving a trailer by the summer. So we've got, that's kind of vague. We have like 5 months that they have time to drop a trailer. So that's awesome in that it's something to anticipate. But then we got an announcement this last week that there is going to be an animated movie. So it's going to be called Scorpion's Revenge. We're going to go over the casting so far, which is kind of interesting to think about in and of itself. But Scorpion's Revenge, there's no announcement as to what the story is going to be, but based off of that subtitle, it sounds like they're going to be going back into previous timeline, potentially, that is going to retell the death and rebirth of the character of Scorpion, which is interesting. Or it also could be that they're just re-villainizing Scorpion for this story. I don't think it's going to be the latter. I think it's going to be more of the former. We're just going to see a cinematic telling of Scorpion's story, which could be really awesome, but it also is kind of it's worn out Grant territory, I feel like, so that could be interesting. But casting for the movie, pardon me while I read this from the paper, but casting has been announced as Jennifer Carpenter for Sonya Blade, Joel McHale as Johnny Cage, Jordan Rodriguez as Liu Kang, Patrick Seitz, whose name we should know. I feel like he's voiced Scorpion before. He's coming back as Scorpion. Steve Blum as Sub-Zero. Art Butler as Shang Tsung. Darren DePaul as Quan Chi. Quan Chi's going to be in this, so that also tends toward the origin story of the character. Robin Atkin Downs as Kano. David B. Mitchell as Raiden. Ike Amadi, sorry if I mispronounced that, as Jax. Kevin Michael Richardson as Goro, Gray Giffen as Katana, and Satoshi Hisashi and Fred Tasciore? Again, sorry for mispronouncing this. One of the more interesting announcements. Those two guys are billed as Demon Torturer. So I don't know if it's a typo and there's two Demon Torturers, if somehow they're both voicing the same character, I don't know. But the existence of a new quote-unquote character, called Demon Torturer, almost lends that they're going to touch on Moloch and Draman, because they factor into Scorpion's storyline pretty heavily round about the time that he becomes the champion of the Elder Gods, if you're familiar with the Mortal Kombat lore. So that could be interesting. Why they didn't list them as Moloch and Draman, who knows, but if that is the case, if that is the story they're telling, then that's likely the role that those guys, Demon Torturers, are going to actually be playing. Or maybe they're taking a different angle on it, and they're not going to actually use Moloch and Draman. They're creating nameless characters for that same purpose. We won't know until it comes out, but that's really interesting. That's all we've got for Mortal Kombat. Next is Justice League Dark. This one actually could have gone either in TV or in movies, but we're doing it in movies just because movies. J.J. Abrams, his Bad Robot company, is currently in pre-production on both a TV series and a movie, potentially movie series, based on the Justice League Dark comic books. They're in pre-production. It's early in the stages, so one of them could take off and the other one could not. It really depends on what Warner Brothers wants, but they are both being produced currently. Next is Mega Man. We got the announcement that Mega Man picked up a new screenwriter, and this screenwriter is Mattson Tomlin, whose name you should recognize because he was one of the writers for Matt Reeves' Batman movie. At one point. I know Matt Reeves has kind of overhauled that script really hard, but still, I mean, he's got Batman cred, so let's see what he can bring to Mega Man, and we'll see kind of how that affects the content of Mega Man. Is this going to be a more mature-themed Mega Man, or are they going pretty hard on the kids angle, like you would kind of anticipate for a property like Mega Man? Next, we're talking about Ghostbusters Afterlife. Bill Murray himself has confirmed that he, as well as Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Annie Potts, and Sigourney Weaver, are going to be making cameos, at the very least, in this movie. So all of the speculation that we were doing before, I mean, Aykroyd has already confirmed that he's going to be in the movie, but this is the 100% confirmation that Bill Murray is going to be in the movie. And I feel like this is the first that we're hearing that Sigourney Weaver also will be coming back for at least a cameo, potentially something a little bit more. But all of these actors are coming back for cameos, which is awesome. But that's what we've got for movies. Rumor mill for today. Not super in-depth, or not a whole lot of pieces, but a couple of the pieces, rather, are pretty in-depth. Most specifically, we're going to be talking about some leaks, potential leaks, for the Phase 5 of Marvel. But before we get there, we have an Obi-Wan rumor to address. As I mentioned previously, Obi-Wan is getting put on hiatus, kind of, sort of, a little bit. And now it seems that there is a rumor circulating that they're, part of this is because they're switching it from a series and going for a movie. With them shaving down the number of episodes, it means they are cutting a lot of content. So potentially that amount of content could be increased. The amount of cut content, I guess, could be increased so that it becomes a movie length instead of a series length, which would be very interesting. And also, part of this rumor is why this is happening. Seems that Ewan McGregor, who is a producer on the show, is butting heads with Kathleen Kennedy. So they're not really seeing eye to eye, and Kathleen kind of being on her way out, it sounds like Ewan's getting his way. Though Ewan is the one that's saying that the series date hasn't been pushed back, it is just industry rumor that they are switching over. Though one of the writers who has been ousted took to Twitter to say that it seems like they're wanting to make this a movie. So it's a whole lot of misinformation and redirects and red herrings and so on and so forth. But it's interesting, with them putting all of the movies on hold for a little while, is this going to be how they reintroduce us to Star Wars movies? I don't know. It's fun to think about, though. Next, we're talking about Black Panther, and this one, I don't know what kind of legs it has. It doesn't seem to hold a lot of water just yet, but as more rumors start to circulate in the same vein, we'll kind of make heads or tails of it. But the rumor is that Chadwick Boseman is on his way out as the title character. And his replacement is going to be Letitia Wright's Shuri. Now, they are currently in production on Black Panther 2, so that is not going to be in doubt. He will be, Boseman rather, will be coming back for Black Panther 2. However, his role in as that character going forward after Black Panther 2 very, very much remains to be seen. And if the rumor is to be believed, he's not coming back in Black Panther 3, and so on and so forth. So, and also, according to the rumor, Boseman knows this and is super unhappy about it. So, again, as more comes out, as we get a little bit maybe confirmation or other rumors that support this, we will kind of make heads or tails of it. Though right now, I don't know how much water this holds. Next, we're talking about Superman Kingdom Come. There are more rumors now. The Brandon Routh series is potentially going to happen over on the CW with the popularity of Crisis on Infinite Earths and with, you know, everybody loving Routh as Superman and kind of feeling like he got a bum deal in Superman Returns. It's reigniting the rumors that we're going to be seeing. And then there's another rumor related to this that says Berlanti and company went to Warner Brothers so that they could get approval for said series. So that's really, really awesome. Then we have another rumor, kind of in the same vein of that Black Panther rumor, in that the Flashpoint movie that DC is working on, we know this for a fact, they have made the announcement that this is not going to be exactly like the Flashpoint that we got in the comic books, and definitely not like the Flashpoint we got on the CW. This version of the Flashpoint is going to be dealing with Reverse Flash, but according to this rumor, Reverse Flash is going to be a female character this time around. So, internet, lose your mind now, because, you know, that's what you do. I don't know. Not being a huge Flash reader, Flash in DC is kind of like Spider-Man in Marvel for me. I appreciate the character, I'm just not a big fan of reading his books. When he does crossovers with other books I do read, like the Batman crossover a couple months ago, those are really great, but again, not enough for me to read that stuff. So, that being said, I'm not super invested in Reverse Flash being Eobard Thawne. Could still be Eobard Thawne, could be somebody else, they're just making it female. Who knows if this is true, though? That is the direction they're going, and if it's done well, I don't really care, though. Again, regendering a character just to make a statement kind of is a waste of time when you could be creating a brand new character that's awesome, and, you know, it's an old argument, but there it is. Then we have those Phase 5 leaks. And then this is going to be bringing us close to the end, and then we have two video game rumors to talk about. So, Phase 5, we have two potential leaks according to Reddit and 4chan. I don't remember which image is from which, but for those of you, again, listening to just the audio version of this, here are the first one we have is potentially Avengers Secret War, Deadpool Comes Home, Thunderbolts, Fantastic Four, Guardians 3, Spider-Man Sinister Six, Hulk vs. Wolverine, Doctor Doom, and Namor the Submariner. So this one, again, this is potentially Phase 5 lineup. This is the shorter of the two, and there's a couple of issues with this one. First off, leading with Avengers is a strange choice because we don't have an Avengers movie slotted for Phase 4. So that kind of debunks this to begin with. The second issue I have with this is not the Hulk and Wolverine movie. We've talked about the rumor that that is somewhere in pre-production. But Spider-Man Sinister Six, we know almost certainly that for at least the time being, any Spider-Man movie is going to be a Sony release. So if this is a Marvel leak, Spider-Man, aside from the direct Spider-Man movie, so the Spider-Man, what is it, the potential Spider-Man movie, Back Home, or whatever they're going to call it, but the rumor right now says Back Home. That one is in association with Marvel, whereas all of the Spider-Man related properties like Venom and Kraven the Hunter and all of that stuff will be not the same relationship, so not on the Marvel release slate. So having the Sinister Six on this as well as Avengers Secret Wars kind of means this one very likely is not 100% accurate, though Deadpool sounds pretty accurate. Thunderbolts, we've already talked about those rumors, though Thunderbolts will more likely launch as a Disney Plus series and not as a movie. And again, the rumors around Hulk, Wolverine, Doctor Doom, we've talked about that as well. Noah Hawley saying it might happen, but it's not a priority for me right now. And then Namor has a bunch of rumors surrounding it as well. So some of these make sense, most of them not so much. So then the other one is Namor, Black Panther 2, Guardians 3, Nova, The Wolverine, Ant-Man Crossfire, Deadpool 3, so no subtitle on this Deadpool, Fantastic Four, Silver Surfer, Blade, Captain Marvel Secret Invasion, Spider-Man Back Home, Dark Avengers, X-Men, and then New Avengers. Now, this one has a lot more legs. Namor makes a whole lot of freaking sense, considering all of the buzz and rumors surrounding it. Black Panther 2 has been confirmed, but there has not been a release date, leading a lot of people to think that it also is going to be in Phase 5. Guardians 3, same thing. We know it's happening, so it's very likely to happen in Phase 5. Nova being tied to Captain Marvel, and with Captain Marvel being in production currently, makes a whole lot of freaking sense as well. The Wolverine, I don't see that one happening in Phase 5 necessarily, though we have been hearing rumors that Wolverine is going to be the introduction to mutants in the MCU, so maybe that has a little bit of legs. Ant-Man Crossfire, no reason to believe one way or the other on that. That is total speculation. Deadpool 3, we know, is in the early stages of pre-production. Fantastic Four, also rumored to be in the early stages of pre-production. Silver Surfer, along those same lines. And we know that Silver Surfer is likely going to be one of the things that introduces us to mutants as well. So, has a little bit of legs. Blade, we know, is in production right now, so makes sense. Captain Marvel Secret Invasion makes more sense than Avengers Secret Invasion, because Captain Marvel is what introduced us to the Skrulls in the MCU. So if that's the way things go, that makes a lot more sense than making it an Avengers movie. And then Spider-Man, again, like I said, this is an MCU property because it's in association with Sony, whereas Sony's other Spider-Man properties are not really the same relationship. So Back Home, I don't know if that's going to be the name of it, because that seems a little trite, but whatever. And then the one that really sold it to me was the 1-2-3 punch of Dark Avengers, X-Men, New Avengers. So if we have a Captain Marvel movie, we have these other team-up movies, Guardians, potentially Deadpool, and Fantastic Four, then it makes sense that we have a Dark Avengers movie before we get to the New Avengers, because Dark Avengers in the MCU world makes sense that they would be leading up to, or it makes sense rather that they would be the ones that create a need for, let's say it that way, create a need for the New Avengers. So because the New Avengers are going to take time to assemble, X-Men in between these two Avengers movies makes a lot more sense. And then to finish Phase 5, we get the New Avengers, and then we don't get a big bad, i.e. Galactus or Doctor Doom, until Phase 6, which also lines up with a lot of the rumors we've been talking about. So that's kind of the breakdown of these two leaks. And again, these are very, very much speculation. My money says that both of these leaks are just somebody thinking they're clever and not actual leaks from Marvel or Disney or anything in those lines. So that's what we've got there. And then our final two rumors, I know it's a long rumor mill, right? Final two rumors are Knights of the Old Republic and Superman. Knights of the Old Republic, it is rumored that the game is being rebooted, not necessarily remade. They're not going to do it beat for beat. It is going to be its own story, but it's going to undo, it's going to take the place of the original KOTOR games. And this one is being developed by EA and not by BioWare. Because right now, I'm pretty sure EA is the only ones who have a license to do Star Wars games. So that makes sense. And then Superman, Rocksteady's long-rumored Superman game, now has another rumor attached to it. And that is that it's going to be an Xbox Series X exclusive. That's a lot of X's in one sentence. No reason to believe one way or the other on that. So very likely that one doesn't hold water, because nothing has been confirmed even kind of associated to that rumor yet. So that is where we leave the rumors. And that does it for this episode of Comic Talk Headlines, nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we have on the topics. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus a lot more nerdy action and analysis and news and all of the fun things, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.